Future City events during the exhibition. Future City Talk with Niall Spiller and Jane Allison. Lagos Cool House. The Big Debate. London Architecture Biennale, Big Debate, What Skyline Does London Want? Rem Koolhaas, Farshid Mousavi, Adam Karasu, Lee Pulisani, Debate Chaired by Ron Moore. Barbitecture, Architecture Tour for Families. Embracing the Barbican with Peter Morris. Walk the City with Alfred Hall, Monaghan, Morris Architects. The London Nobody Knows film. Finistra. Nigel Coates and Will Aldstop in conversation. Peter Cook and Wolf Preeks in conversation. Ready Steady Build, Architecture Workshops for Families with Simon Heron from the Bartlett School of Architecture. Wednesday evening events. Norman Foster, Building the Gherkin. Wheel. The Experimental Traditional Professional with Professor Jonathan Hill. Art and Architecture, Critical Spatial Practice with Dr. Jane Randall. Soft Machines and Virtual Architecture with Professor Niall Spiller. Designing Informalities with Andreas Long and Catherine Baum. The Architecture of Urban Innovation with Lawrence Barth and Dominic Papa. Renewable Types and the Urban Plan with Chris Lee and Sam Jacoby. Engaging with Architecture with Exhibiting Architect Michael Hensel, Ocean North. Engaging with Architecture with Exhibiting Architect CJ Lim. Barbican Self-Guide Architecture Walk. That's it. Just to let you know though that the exhibition was a, let's see now, £8 sterling to enter, which is about 11 or 12 euros, which is quite expensive for a lot of people. And perhaps if there was open days, which there wasn't, more people might have attended this very interesting exhibition. All the talks that were there seemed very interesting. Again, they were paying events as well, on top of the fee you'd have to pay to see the exhibition. We actually approached the Barbican and asked them could we set up live streams of the talks so that those who weren't able to get to the talks for whatever reasons, money reasons, or they just were in different countries and they couldn't get to them, but they still were interested. We asked them could we set up a streaming system whereby people could tune in over the internet and listen live to these discussions as they happened and possibly even interact with them in real time through a two-way streaming system. We approached the Barbican and asked them could we set up the streaming process, and they said no. We asked them had they planned to set up a streaming process like this. They said not at the moment, and if they did they'd keep it in-house, which I can only presume means that again a fee would have to be paid to listen or to participate. I suppose we felt quite upset by all this because I suppose the argument would be that architecture is still in it's still in a very closed little ghetto almost. It's for architects and those only those professionals or that area of society which is going to participate in that discussion. All this talk about future cities hasn't been accessible to the majority of the public, and we felt that by making, or maybe in future it might be possible to do this further, but an exhibition such as this should have been open to everybody, should have been free, so that you'd have a wider participation in the discussion about what we'll make for a future city, because surely open systems which allow for all people to come and participate are the most important systems. These open systems allow for all sides to have their say, as opposed from the few that are the sometimes powerful few to have their say, and with that design those places where everybody ends up living. So that's just it.